following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good afternoon. Officially afternoon.
Yeah, well.
Noon on the 29th of May. And welcome to Fireside Chat. And gosh, I think this has been going for a little over 2 months now, right? So 10 weeks or so, and I'm excited about today. I decided, not just this morning, but earlier this week, I think I'm going to find something in the proverb of the day from this point on. Proverb of the day, by that I mean the chapter of Proverbs for the day of the month, and that brings us to Proverbs chapter 29 today. I want to say this, not that you need an introduction to Proverbs as a book every time we do it, but I think it's important to remember that the book of Proverbs is like a catalog of wise wisdom. And you can reach in, like I always say, to a bowl of peanut M&Ms, and grab whatever color you want, and it's going to be, predictably good on the inside, and same with all these Proverbs, but for far more than half of the book, it's just looks like a jumble of wise sayings. All of them are wonderful and helpful. But as you start to get towards the end of the book, 29, 30, and certainly 31, it's kind of focused on a particular theme. And in Proverbs 29, there's a lot of grouped messages in these brief Proverbs that speak to us. Even right now, about what we're going through as a society and as a culture, what we have epidemic compounded by crisis, compounded by upheaval, and we're seeing that on the news. It certainly is no relief that from all of the constant news we've gotten about coronavirus and COVID-19, same thing, two names. Now our news is filled with the reactions to the terrible and tragic and unjust death and treatment of George Floyd back in Minneapolis. And I think it's really, it's worth saying something about that today. But I was really pleasantly surprised at the way that the proverb for this day really has something to say even about that. So, hey, sisters, by the way, when you're reading Proverbs and you're hearing all this advice from a father to a son and you're thinking, hey, what about me? Well, he was writing his book to his boy. And so you can very justifiably replace the word son with daughter whenever you read that, right?
Always glean from it, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Always. So these are words to live by and grow by and thrive by. And so let me walk you through just a few that have really spoken to me today from this morning when I was out on my walk. In Proverbs 29, verse 1, it says, "He who is often reproved yet stiffens his neck will suddenly be broken beyond healing." Not much to say about that, except listen to the rebuke when you get it and be a wise person.
Pay attention and make some changes.
Yeah, yeah, grow from it. Don't just blow by the speed limit sign. We shouldn't spend too much time talking about that, though, right? Speed limits?
We'll move right along.
Okay, yeah.
What's next?
I agree. In verse 2, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan." And we've seen that down through history, haven't we?
Yep.
We've seen evil take over the domination. I mean, unquestionable evil that have taken over the rulership and the domination of the people. Verse 4 says, "By justice a king builds up the land, but he who exalts gifts tears it down." In other words, the one who takes bribes and decides, "I'll rule by whatever means makes me rich." Now, here's the ones that I wanted to focus on today. They're grouped in two different places, Proverbs 7, 8, and 11, and then 20, 22, and 25. I'm going to read them quickly because we obviously are limited on time here today. Listen to this. "A righteous man knows the rights of the poor, and a wicked man does not understand such knowledge." Verse 8, "Scoffers set a city aflame." I found it interesting that those two were side by side. It's it's almost like the script for what's happening right now in this crisis over the death of George Floyd. "A righteous man knows the rights of the poor, and a wicked man doesn't understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. A fool gives full vent to his spirit," verse 11 says. but a wise man quietly holds it back. And, oh, that's been a hard thing for me to learn. It just seems like I have to say everything that comes to mind. You've never noticed that, have you?
I learned that scripture with a fool speaks his whole mind, but a wise person keeps it until after.
Yes.
So it just, for me, that was just catch it.
Yeah.
And you wait until you know what you're talking about.
You don't have to say everything that comes to mind, right?
That's exactly right.
There's more on it. Listen to this. In verse 20 and 22 and 25, do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There's more hope for a fool than for him. You think it, you say it before you weigh it. Ooh, I like that. Don't just think it and say it, but weigh it before you say it. That's going to be a song.
And
maybe
that goes together with a fool speaks his whole
mind. Verse 22, a man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. That's what we see in the streets, obviously. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. I saw, this is interesting, this morning when I was walking, I was reading some of this, I went to look for something, and I was posting something online, a couple of verses, and I saw another post that really quickly fired me up, and I thought, and so I quickly put down a response. I'm walking, and I'm typing and voicing it into my phone, and I labored over this for 20 minutes, and I thought, I want to copy this. Ooh, this is good. I want to copy this and save it. And when I hit copy, and then I hit paste accidentally, and everything I'd worked on for 20 minutes was gone. And on my phone, there wasn't a button to say, undo that. And I remembered from just 3 days before, and this was profoundly on time for me, that on the 26th, reading through Proverbs 26, there was a moment on that day, 3 days ago, when God really reproved me on saying things that didn't need to be said, or turning a discussion into a debate. Mm-hmm. And it says this, for lack of wood, I love this, the fire goes out. In other words, you don't have to throw more wood on a fire to make it ongoing fight. And where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases. Mm-hmm. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to a fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. And I think I have learned how to kindle strife in my life. And it's a great warning for me. So here we are at this time where we're grieving over George Floyd, the loss of his life, and grieving with his family and his neighbors. And many of us are raising our hand to those posts online where people say, this is horrible, this was so unjust. And we raise our hand to say, absolutely it was unjust. It was uncalled for. We don't see the whole video of what happened, but the treatment, the poor treatment of that man was shameful. Mm-hmm. And again, after that, we see what oftentimes, in times like this, it seems like there's a group that will typically react with sort of an overreach.
Well, they're set to anger.
Yeah,
everything in them just takes a little spark, and
they're ready.
There's something for them to give them an excuse to destroy,
for a fight.
And that's what the enemy does. He comes into
exactly.
our life, and he wants to rob, kill, and destroy every single thing.
And so it's typically what we see. Not, we're not saying everyone does this, but it just seems like you can count on it that somebody's waiting for a fight to turn this thing, this tragedy, into another tragedy. We see a reaction to that injustice that's making the situation worse. Mm-hmm. So as verse 7 says, George Floyd had rights that were ignored by those police officers that day. And then the scoffers who set the city alight came in. Mm-hmm. And now the need for the wise to be agents of hope and peace and to speak wisdom into this. And there's only one place to turn. Go ahead.
Well, in the middle of that, recognizing... It could make it sound like we're saying that all police are bad. Not all police are bad.
No, not at all.
Not all white people are bad. Not all black people are bad. Not all of any are bad. But this was a bad situation, and it needs to be dealt with
absolutely
in the way that the Lord would have it dealt with. And so...
And we are those people. We are the people of the Lord who love Jesus and are trying to influence our communities for Him. And there's only one place to turn for that wisdom that we need in such a time as this. We've got to, as it says in, I think, one of the last verses we read, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord, they're going to be safe, and they're going to speak words of wisdom. So we run to the Lord in a time like this, knowing that, yes, scoffers will come, and that's going to happen, but we must turn to the Lord, to the source of all true wisdom and understanding and solutions in every single situation. You turn to Psalm 100, verse 5, and it says that His truth, God's truth, endures to all generations. That statement at the end of Psalm 100 is saying His truth, go back and read it, get to know it, and you'll know what truth
applies. And memorize it. Make sure that you have an answer.
Put it in your heart and choose that you're going to be a man, a woman of peace. And you're going to hear the discussions about what's going on with COVID and what's happening in Minneapolis and why the riots in cities like Los Angeles, and seems some people are just ready to riot at the drop of a hat. This is not just the drop of a hat, what happened, but there's a more measured and godly response. And I think that what we're going to do right now with communion, communion is meant to be a reminder that takes us back to the remedy of all of these kind of breakdowns in human life and in culture and in society, in our civilization in which we live. And it takes us back to that moment where the blood of the just, the only just one, Jesus Christ, where the blood of the just, His blood, brings justice and mercy for us and gives us the call to live in a stance of justice and compassion for those that are around us. And so what we do today, and I hope you have your cup and your bread ready to celebrate with us, but what we do today takes us back to that place where what was broken is potentially, and if we'll reach out and take the remedy, it is potentially all made right at that point. And then we get to wade into our broken culture and be a people in the presence of peace. So let's read. And honey, I'm going to have you read verse 23 down to verse 24. And everybody get your bread ready. And we'll partake together. So let's ask the Lord to bless as we go after we read.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me."
Oh, Father. Father, we thank You for the body of Jesus Christ. It looked like such injustice that day, Lord. It looked so wrong from any of Jesus' disciples who stood there and watched the murder of Jesus Christ. The unjust execution from the human level. But Father, at that moment, He was taking all of our sin and all of the unjust things and all of the wicked things, evil things, immoral things, unethical things that we've done upon Himself, suffering for us. All of that loaded upon Him that day. And so, Lord, we take this bread and we say to You, Lord, we will never forget. We remember what happened to Jesus because of our sin. And Father God, we just pray that You would bless this and nourish us with that reminder that there is hope now that justice and mercy have kissed in the presence of Jesus, where Your justice has been lifted now, Lord. The wrath has been lifted because Jesus took it. And we partake of this in gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat together.
In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, you remember the Lord's death until He comes."
Can you go ahead and pray for the cup?
And Father, we thank You. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You came and that You shed Your precious blood for us. And Lord, as we take this cup right now and we take it into our hands and we hold it and we realize, Lord, that it was because of Your blood.
Yes, Jesus.
That we sit here today, Lord.
Oh, thank You, Father.
Because of Your blood, we have forgiveness. Yes, because of Your blood, we have eternal life. Mm-hmm. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Gosh. And you said, do it in remembrance of me every time you do it. Lord,
thank you, Father.
Never forget. Mm-hmm. We never want to forget. We are
thank
overwhelmed
you.
Mm-hmm. with your goodness, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mm-hmm. name.
Let's take the cup and remember his death for us. Just sing this mm-hmm. chorus with me, this one part of a long, much longer song. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul. I worship your holy name. Let's sing it one more time. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, and worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Amen. May we walk in worship of the Lord the rest of this day and on through this crisis and dealing with this COVID pandemic and with grace and with faith and with hope. Choose to walk in hope. Choose today to rejoice, to walk in the fruit of the Spirit of joy. And choose today to be a voice of hope and reason and calm to those that are grieving along with the Floyd family and disturbed yes. about what we see on the streets. Let's be in the streets as a great presence of our King today. Mm-hmm. Lord, bless you and keep you in Jesus' strong name. We'll see you this weekend. Don't forget to RSVP. Mm-hmm. 5 services. There is room Saturday night at 6 p.m. You got to go to refugefamily.com. Easy to register there. But 6 p.m. And then 7:30 a.m., there's room there too. The 9 and 11 are getting full. We're going to have seating inside here in the sanctuary for 100, and probably close to 50, maybe even more in other overflow areas, including the courtyard. So, but you got to RSVP. People walk in. We're going to find a way, mm-hmm. find a place for them. But make sure that you are either with us or you log on and are with us online. Mm-hmm. All right? God
Keep
bless
doing
you.
Great things for God.
Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.